Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.
Imagine, day after day, hearing nothing but other people's sins. Imagine squirming at the sound of their whining voices and then forgiving them. I had to. I was a servant of the Lord. I spoke for all that was pure and good, and I was here to save you undeserving little shits. The worst of it was that after years of doing my duty, they sent me to save the souls of the lowest of the low, criminals whose sins could not be forgiven by man. Still, they were all God's creations, and at least these ones would soon be gone, killed by the state for their sins. Could I save them? I don't think I cared. I did what I could, and then it was down to God to work it all out. Well, that was all true, until this one wretched soul. I remember him shuffling towards me in his cell. A small man. Not old, but his body was worn. His movements were deliberate and predatory, even in such a small place, and chained as he was. He sat next to me, and I tried to meet his eyes and understand, but there was nothing to know. His eyes were full of life, but none of it was human, or at least felt human. I knew something of his crimes, and I really didn't want to know any more. But he said he wanted to tell me all he'd done. The tales began, and I felt a sickly fear start to churn inside me as his pride grew with the telling, and he lovingly described to me each twisted scene within it. Every word of cold barbarity seemed to help him feel it all again, and his evil presence loomed larger until he was the walls of the cell itself, and he had me there, slave to his lack of remorse. He needed nothing from me other than to help him rejoice in all his passionless hate. The stories went on. He would describe how he chose his victims, how unsuspecting they all were, how he taunted them with the prospect of continuing to live before he killed all of them, slowly, horribly. It didn't stop there, though. There were ceremonies of death. He'd celebrate his work. I carried on listening, waiting for the stories to end and his relish of it all to end. But when it did, I knew he was angry. Angry he couldn't tell me more. Then he sat quietly, smiling at me. What could I say now? I couldn't even pretend to forgive this man. I wanted to scream at the guards, take him away, get him out my sight, kill him. I wasn't supposed to feel this, but my head was swamped with the need to wipe that smile from his sick face. At last I could hear footsteps, and I hadn't said a word of hope for this man, and I wanted there to be no hope for him. And if that meant I was no longer a good man, so what? As the footsteps came closer, his smile suddenly got broader. He leant over to me. Was this it? Was he about to crack? But his words were still full of pride as he told me one last story. But this wasn't from the past. This was what would be. Only one thing now stood in his way. It was his own mortality. And as I felt his stale breath on my face, he was whispering in my ear, a horror that would be unleashed when this last chain was taken from him. And it made every nerve in my body stretch and snap. I sat frozen as he went away, his joyless laughter crashing round the cell. Then I knew I couldn't let it happen. I was suddenly screaming and begging, "Don't kill him!" They needed to understand and know what I know. But as much as my voice pleaded, as much as my sobs told them the truth, I knew it was over. He smiled one last time as I watched his life horribly wrenched away. And we both knew everyone's fate was sealed. Now I am no longer a priest. I'm an onlooker. And you can be thankful that you at least don't know the truth. I shake myself to sleep, crying inside. Damn him. But he was damned before you were born. Even before the wretches were born, that thought you'd like to live in a world that's damned. It's what makes him breathe and grow. I can spit out curses to his name till the darker shadows start to recoil from my words. But to him, it's nourishment. I've been watching ever since that day. You probably don't even know what's changed. You see kids playing, pushing and shoving, happy and sad. People walking, chatting, glad to learn about each other, hoping someone somewhere is about to make their lives whole. And this evil is passing among you, breathing in your joy and optimism, like it's made from the same juice as all the hatred we feel. And I can see it. And it knows I can see it. And it's winking and nodding and saying, "Not long now."
I remember staring at them, one after the other. There was panic scratched into their faces. But they were alive, with some kind of excitement too. Something terrible had been done. A life had been taken by all of us. And I felt like I was the only one who was facing this. But I was stone. Not even an image of stone, but feeling what a statue feels. I felt so removed sitting in this chair, watching it all, barely conscious, like a late night thriller, as they paced and shuffled aimlessly around the room. And that was my glimmer of hope. To be looking on with no feelings or connection to this deafening reality. They were all still talking and justifying what had been done. Six faces. Six friendly faces. As much as I needed to believe I was seeing monsters. They were asking each other what they were going to do, and I laughed. Was it to myself? Because they meant it. They really thought they had a way out. That they could go on. But we had committed murder. And you don't escape that. Especially not when the evidence was still staring at us in the same room. Then one of them spoke about the places a body could disappear. Another spoke of evidence of not leaving traces. Then I tried to speak, but instead of words, there were sounds, shadows of words. I was totally lost to this situation. Then the voices started that spoke in righteous anger about how we were right to do this. And I actually felt touched by these voices. Maybe it was right that this had been done. Everyone would be better off, and the world a better place. But what about us? I listened as we spoke, because I'm pretty sure I spoke too. And we all knew that the victim was no better than a demon, and their life had caused nothing but misery to others. Maybe I could almost believe that some kind of good had triumphed over evil. And yet, there was no doubt in my head that our lives were also over. And more importantly, maybe our souls had been sacrificed too. I was feeling all this, and yet still feeling nothing. I was not aware of a flicker from my frame, or a sign that I was with them or against them. Not in all the time since this murder had been committed. Maybe they were all just clearer about this than me. People killed for the greater good all the time. I listened and listened as one after another spoke of our dead companion, and my head started to clear a little. No one would miss them. There was comfort in this, but not really any redemption, because although this had been an act of anger, the more we talked, the more it was clear this was a plan. The evening was always going to end this way. Everyone had a reason why they wanted this murder, and they were all reasons that made me so glad it had been done. I hated this person, even in death. And the thing is, despite their moral crimes, there was no human law prepared to exact the revenge that we had. I longed to go back and have one last chance to tell them that this was going to happen to them. The anger in the room has now swamped any fear of what had been done. But my anger was their anger. I couldn't think how this had touched me personally, or remember the beginnings of what must have been an elaborate plan. I was still in shock. What seems like hours go by, but were seconds, as silence and the starkness of what had to be done now overcame us all. Then, one of the figures starts moving towards me and talking about not wanting to see those eyes ever again. He is standing directly over me, his face a mixture of disgust and hate. He's looking straight at me, and I want to push him away, but I have no physical means of stopping him. Nothing that is part of me can move. His hand is on my face, and he's pulling my eyes shut. But I can still see everything. He's smiling at me, and I realise that I'm not here. But if all that's been said about me is true, why can't I feel what this monster would feel? Then, as they take my physical presence away forever, it becomes clear. To feel everything that others feel, guilt, regret, misery, this was always going to be what hell was like.
If there was a way of avoiding these dull as fuck houses, I'd do it. I've got to go home this way though. Past row after row of tasteless modern houses, full of people who are more scared of looking poor than being poor. So they end up living in a nice clean box, with no obvious reason to call it a home. There's nothing to break the boredom of walking past these centrally heated hutches. Each one is marked to make it seem different, and each one is more soul-destroying than the last one. I look down at the ground for interest. It's clean and even, but grey and frosted with the cold. I'm sure it's never summer here. The sun wouldn't shine on this street. These rows are shaped to trap the cold and gloom. Light just pierces through occasionally and hurts your eyes. You need to use your imagination to stay sane. I think about girls in the shop. Play out little fantasies with one and move on to the next. Tonight though, as much as I'm trying to go there, I can't go with it. I've got this uneasy feeling. It seems even darker than normal, and this road seems even longer. I can see my breath in the air forming shapes that linger and watch me. It's so dark. I look around and it's as though lights are fading as I do. Even the houses start to go dark, almost like they're preparing for something horrible, but won't look at the worst of it. I can feel my eyes nervously twitching around, and there isn't a single light in any house in the street. Well, I mean, that could happen, couldn't it? A power cut, maybe? The street lights are still on, but so dim, really dim. Some of them are flickering off, dying, and there are sounds, echoes anyway, but I need to hear something normal. Why can't one of these fucking people just appear? If it's a power cut, then somebody would be moving around. There'd be panic. I can't hear any voices. But something moved. Something behind me. Scurrying around. And a noise like rasping, giggling mischief. Kids, maybe. These kids are little bastards. But there was a noise again. That wasn't a kid. That was deep, undescribable, menacing. I think there really is something hiding from me, or waiting for me. It's dark apart from the stars, and they're bright, but they seem different, like spectre's eyes. I can feel myself still walking, but it's like my heart is beating so hard, it's slowing every other movement to a crawl. I'm going nowhere, and I'm straining to hear those noises, and they've stopped as I do. But now, every noise has stopped. I don't even know what normal sounds I could hear before. Distant traffic, maybe. But it's stopped, and it feels like time stopped. The stillness is looming, and my breath has gone. I can't move. I think I'm still walking. I'm so scared that I can't even allow myself to think about anything. Not even whether I'm moving or standing still. I need to escape, but there's nothing but fear. No panic, no hiding, no running away. I don't know where safety is. The road just stretches to the point where it might be endless, and there is no light. Then, there is a figure. But I know straight away this figure is the next stage in this ordeal. It's in shadow. Or it is shadow. It's shapeless, but larger than anything I've seen before. It's not blocking my path. It's standing to the side like it knows it can overwhelm me whenever it wants, and it's feeding on the fear as it waits. Then I can see the way out. A small, dark alleyway that's on my left, near enough to be reached, but as soon as I think it can, the figure is there at the entrance. Something tells me to turn around, and I do. And the road stretches out just as far, and the same figure is there. It's not moving, but I can't go back anywhere but towards it. I can't see anything but this figure. I turn to the houses and they sink away. They were never really there. The street is just a blanket of cold menace. I can see the figure's face now. It's powerful but featureless. Its eyes are lifeless, but somehow they pierce me. The figure is full of hate and full of anger and laughing at my helplessness. It's offering me this way out and knowing I can't go there. There is something about that alleyway that is even more frightening than the certainty of my fate, even in this envelope of fear. Then, at last, I scream. I don't know how. I didn't even try to. But I do, and I'm not there anymore. My body pounds. Every inch of me starts to calm as I'm back in my room. I can sense fear, but it's distant, and it's leaving me. I keep my eyes closed, though. I know I'm awake now and safe. I don't need to know more than that. I listen for familiar sounds and maybe wait for some comforting light. I can't hear much, but it's late still. I hear something, a regular sound, in and out. It's breathing, my breathing. I stop for a second and listen. It's not my breathing. I don't want to open my eyes, but they are already open, and the figure is there. It's staring out of the window. I don't even feel fear. I just know everything is over. It turns, and now it has a face, a normal face, but it's here to bring an end to it all. It talks quietly. Am I in your dreams now? And then calmly laughs. I shout, nearly scream at it. I don't know you. The figure smiles. You know that alleyway and why we both belong there. And I didn't say anything, because a memory that was too powerful to be real reaches inside me and plucks out my soul. And I know what I have done, and I know where this figure is from. And I know that that alleyway saw the last time either of us were still human. I feel sick and empty in a way that none of you will ever feel. And it's as though I've just committed that terrible crime again. Then, I'm awake. Really awake. There's light all around me and noise outside. And my nightmare can begin again today. But with no escape at the end of it.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.